obligation from about 1250 to 1300 AD from the Middle English, from the Old French, and ultimately from the Latin obligatus, or bound.
He clearly was watching me with the most appalled look on his face.
It's interesting to me that an agent of saving time is hidden within the word.
Getting my ass rimmed in the middle of the sip and twirl.
Are you sure it was appalled?
That means, like, to follow a duty, which to me suggests...
None of us here are above this. So, like, I hope you're not judging me.
Spending more time on something, right?
If you line up all of my exes in a row,
a sacrifice of time,
and every single one of them looks like the whitest, most fragile twinks of God's creation.
Which got me thinking, isn't that the reason why we put down a book? Because we feel like we're wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Where does that become problematic?
I'm turning that back to you. What do you think?
And that feeling of wasting time, to me anyway, is one of my top three worst feelings.
I love, like, middle-aged suburban white mom literature. Like, I love Cheryl Strayed.
Oh, she's
great,
though.
Elizabeth Gilbert.
That it causes a feeling of disgust inside of me makes me suspicious about it, because disgust is tied to mortality.
Mm-hmm. But that is basically, those are the two reactions people have to poppers. Either I have a headache, this feels weird.
So the feeling of wasting time is bound to the feeling of mortality.
My butthole opened. That I just got hot.
So do you just not finish that book of poems because you're afraid of dying?
Wow, it just goes all the way. Zero to 100.
Welcome to Food for Thought, a podcast gab fest where a multiracial mix of queer writers gather around the table to talk about sex, identity, culture, what we like to read, and who we like to read. It's like NPR on poppers.